This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time to start KER Politics. Got Jim McKinney with me right now. Let me give you a little bit of a bio of Lieutenant Colonel McKinney. And the reason I'm doing this is I want to stress the fact that this guy's pretty serious. This guy's got a very, very strong amount of background when it comes to talking about subjects dealing with the federal government. And I have seen his service record, and I have to say it is impeccable. Here's a short bio. Lieutenant Colonel Jim McKinney retired as a U.S. Army Foreign Aid officer with over 30 years of service. He served in special ops, counterterror, strategic and tactical assignments around the world. He was the chief deputy of combating terrorism for U.S. Pacific Command. He served as a senior defense official and defense attaché and the security assistance officer for U.S. embassies in Albania and the former Soviet Republic of Georgia. He retired as a political military advisor to the commander, U.S. Army Central in the Middle East, back in 2013. Now, Jim, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe you still have a bit of a contract to fulfill with the armed services, and you're gone typically a month or so a year. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, I still actually am a contract for a DOD contractor, and I do support operations in theater. It used to be a short period of time. It's expanding right now. My next rotation will be for a few months into likely into Afghanistan, possibly into northern Iraq or Syria.
Now, I have a question for you about a book that I have really taken an interest in this book. I talked about it a bit with Dan McAdams and Jeff Dice on the last weekend show. It's a book written by a gentleman by the name of George W. Grundy. It's entitled Death of a Nation, 9/11, and the Rise of Fascism in America. Now, we all agreed that the amount of governmental control since 9/11 that has occurred has increased since, really, I would have to say, pretty much past history. I mean, you look at what occurred under the Bush administration with the entrance into Iraq. You look at the Affordable Health Care Act, which was kind of shoved down our throats during the Obama administration. And I guess one could say that currently under the Trump administration that something that happened that really the Congress was not even involved in was the lobbing of the ballistic missiles into Syria. Now, it strikes me after having discussed this book pretty thoroughly with you over the last few days that what the author seems to be trying to do is, number one, totally discredit the Trump administration. Is that a correct assumption on my part?
Well, I think he goes into a rather lengthy justification for this expansion of fascism. And in the end of the book, in the last few chapters, he basically brings it down to supporting a narrative that's out there right now that Trump's a fascist. Mm-hmm. So from my perspective, it appears that he is taking old discredited information, conspiracy theorist information, and spinning that towards a particular population to try to get them, basically to separate them from any support to the administration and undermine the government of the United States. I think it's actually quite despicable.
Well, let's talk about one thing along those lines right now, and I just would like your opinions on this based on the people who you have worked with. Now, to make the allegation, for example, that the U.S. government would actually kill American citizens to accomplish this particular goal, which a lot of people are saying, Mr. Grundy being one of them, are saying that 9/11 was basically a hoax, and 9/11 was really orchestrated by, among other people, Israel, and among other people, the U.S. federal government. That is substantiated a bit in the book by saying other explosions occurred in the buildings that went down, in addition to the explosions caused by the impact of the airplanes. A lot of people are saying that because of the structural integrity of the towers. They could not have collapsed simply by an impact from an airplane, even an airplane as big as the commercial jetliners that hit the two buildings. You want to comment on that?
Well, yeah, you know, it's quite interesting to me that most of the information that he provides in his opening chapter of the book and preface, use the foundation for his argument is this happened. You know, it's reaching out to people that believe something that really has been discredited, there wasn't enough, the impact shouldn't have brought down the buildings, that there had to be other explosions to bring them down. And the National Institute for Standards and Technology released a 2005 report that basically showed, very seriously examined all those possible issues, examined the explosions that were reported. He makes accusations that the lobby was damaged when the firemen came up. Well, basically, there's a central shaft for the entire building, the core of the building. And from a technical perspective, and anybody that's studied targeting and explosion of buildings, and I've had a tremendous amount of experience in this, when a blast goes to the lowest pressure area, and when those aircraft hit the structure, they did have a large amount of fuel. That isn't where all the fire came from, but those explosions had to go somewhere. And when they hit the core of that building, they went down the elevator shafts. So very clearly, all the way the most least path of resistance inside the building would have been down those core and would have affected all the way down to the basement of the building. So that's one of the arguments that's made in his book, that there's no possible way that could have brought down the building because of the fire and so forth. But the reality is, it wasn't just the fuel on board the aircraft. The fuel would have burned out probably within 20 or 30 minutes. It's everything else within the building. And all the combustibles, the plastics, those things begin to ignite and basically weaken the structure. Yes, the temperatures were not high enough to melt the steel, but they were high enough. Over 1,100 degrees, steel loses half of its power. Over 1,500 or 1,600 degrees, it actually loses. It's down to about 10% of its strength. And when you've got millions of, tens of millions of pounds, tons, hundreds, thousands of tons of weight above that, there's no question it's gonna cause serious, serious problems. So some of the initial elevators went all the way down to the ground floor. They cracked the lobby floor. There were engineers that evaluated this extensively. That's basically a fallacy that's been perpetuated since 2002, and it's inaccurate.
So basically what we seem to have here, and obviously I'm going to give Mr. Grundy the opportunity to respond to this. I mean, that's kind of what you have to do in our business, and I don't mind doing that at all. But having said that, what I find to be interesting is you have come to the conclusion that he seems to be just another individual who is going after Donald Trump. Let's kind of recap. We've got about a minute left here, and then we've got to take a commercial break, Jim. But let's kind of recap what Mr. Grundy said about Trump's predecessor, specifically Obama. Let's talk about what he said about Obama. Now, I know what your feelings are about President Obama, and Lord knows the listeners are very aware that I never supported Obama's policy. I never said he was an evil human being. All I said was based on my research, books that I have read, watching the news, etc., etc. I just never really approved of what I think was his agenda. More power to him, but he didn't accomplish it, although we seem to be fighting tooth and nail right now to keep those accomplishments or what he accomplished from really going into the general lifeblood of our entire country. Jim, got to take a real quick break here in just a second. Do you mind coming back and talking a little bit about his comments about Obama and Bush? And then I would like to chat with you a little bit also about what's going on with President Trump right now. Got time?
You bet.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a real quick commercial break here. Going to be back within 30 seconds, continuing our discussion with Lieutenant Colonel Jim McKinney, retired U.S. Army Foreign Area Officer. Stick around.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing our discussion with Lieutenant Colonel Jim McKinney, retired U.S. Army Foreign Area Officer, talking about George Grundy's book, Death of a Nation, 9/11 and the Rise of Fascism in America. Some of the facts you wanted to reemphasize regarding the 9/11 tragedy, some of those facts you wanted to reiterate, Jim, and they are what?
When he talks about the buildings, he talks about puffs of dust, which from the the conspiracy theorists view those must have been other thermite or some other explosives inside the building to cause the collapse of the building. But the reality is, once the building began to collapse, the windows began to pop, which appeared to be popping in dust, but also the towers themselves began to pancake. So any structure underneath, as the weight goes down, the weight continues to buckle. And so it appears that there might have been explosions, but civil engineers, American Society of Civil Engineers, and FEMA reports very clearly talk about the pancaking and explain how that's going. And so that's another fallacy that's used in there. Seismic spikes, that there was in fact seismic activity that showed explosions prior to, and actually some of the people that were involved in that said that that was misinterpreted, and the information used to support that was misinterpreted. And a guy named Lerner Lamb, who's an individual that provided these original observations, he said there's no scientific basis for the conclusion that explosions brought down the tower. And he said he feels that he was misquoted because of the readings that he was given. World Trade Center Building 7 collapse, the fact that, you know, that was demolished based on somebody's interest in getting insurance, or actually that it was part of the massive plan. It was structurally hit with damaged debris, and the engineers took a hard look at it and realized that the design of flaws in the building, with one or two of their main pillars damaged, would cause the collapse. And the way that the buildings came down, there's all kinds of issues in here, and there's the facts really, really come out and question the basic premise of his book, which is that first part of it, explaining that that somehow the U.S. would do that. And it is incredibly. We should always, Americans, people around the world should always question information. But if you ignore the facts, if you ignore the research, then, you know, you can make anything up you want. And this is what's really frustrating to me. And it appears to me that there's a spin here to undermine trust and faith in the U.S. And unfortunately, I think that is incredibly damaging. And it also discredits the millions of Americans that really have committed their lives over the generations and years to protect the Constitution of the United States. And I think it's – I worked in the inside with some of the most – classified and sensitive organizations, and they are the best people out there on this planet that want to protect our nation, not a fascist leader, and regardless who's in charge, they want to protect the nation. And to think that there's a big conspiracy of a number of those people inside the U.S. government that would kill Americans in order to achieve these goals, or that would be in cahoots with foreign actors or Israel to do this, I think is actually despicable.
Jim, let me ask you a question. One of the arguments that is naturally going to come up when folks listen to this particular conversation we're having is that, well, of course McKinney is going to say that he's a retired Army Foreign Area officer, you know, he's with the government, etc. He's in on the deal, for lack of better terms.
Right. Yeah, which is really funny because
I want you to respond, Jim.
We're all in on the deal. We're all part of this nation. And the reality is I am very questioning. You know, I understand. I worked for NSA. Mike Rogers, the Admiral Rogers, the chief of National Security Agency right now, the director of National Security Agency, he was my senior rater for 2 years. I worked with the guy on a daily basis. I know the system. I know what's out there. And you know what? There is a huge capability to be misused, and that is really dangerous, and that's really frightening. We have to pay attention. We have to be on guard for it. But to spin issues and basically disregard facts in order to confirm your own biases, confirmation bias, it's just people ought to really reconsider and take a good hard look at what other things are out there to disprove before they make a decision on these types of things.
Jim, I'll make one other comment here. We actually have enough time here left. We've got about 3 minutes, and sounds like not very much time, but in radio it really is. In my conversations last week on the last weekend show with Daniel McAdams and Jeff Deist, we all agreed that there was an element of fascism, one could say, coming into the U.S. government, as exemplified by the U.S. going into Iraq under the Bush administration, which was not supported by the American people.
I question that. It was 70%. Congress, voted in support of it. There was actually quite a long debate that went about it. People did. The information that came out of it is questionable. And the justification now looking back is questionable. But at the time, there was a very significant debate in Congress, and people supported it. The majority.
Okay, and then during the next administration, we had the advent of Obamacare. Obamacare was basically not approved at all by 70% of the American people, and yet it was, for lack of better terms, forced upon us. And you can, now that really is a pretty good example of fascism.
And those are two good examples. There was a long debate. Congress did vote. There were people that made a stand with going into Iraq. Congress voted on a very minute way, and the population did not. The population supported, maybe misguidedly, supported Iraq and didn't understand the ramifications based on emotion. But with the Obamacare people, there was not really much of a debate. We didn't have that opportunity to actually, and people were not, 70% of the people did not support it. There's a big distinction with that. One was a mistake that people made based on dialogue and information. The second was a mistake based on, actually against the will of the people.
Mm-hmm. Last example, under the Trump administration, Donald Trump, for lack of better terms, lobbed ballistic missiles into Syria. That was not approved by Congress. It just happened. That is also, I think, a good example of the beginning of a fascist situation. How do you feel about that real quick?
I think the U.S. government has to make decisions, and the administration has to make decisions immediately to set a precedent. And you may be angry about what happened, but the ramifications and the outcomes of that were actually very valuable in strengthening. And if people want to take a look at what's happening with ISIS right now and how effective that's happening, you know what? We are destroying them. In fact, they just lost Raqqa this week. So there is no more ISIS caliphate, and that's been in 9 months. When the previous 3 years, 4 years, you watch this massive growth. So that action in Syria set a very strong precedent that allowed them, the U.S. forces, to actually hit our national security objectives. So, yeah, you have to make hard decisions sometimes, and you got to make them quickly.
Okay, Lieutenant Colonel Jim McKinney, retired U.S. Army Foreign Area Officer. Going to obviously have Mr. Grundy back on the show because we'd like his response to these issues. Lieutenant Colonel McKinney, always a pleasure. Thanks, my man.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Segment 7 of KER Politics. We have, who in my opinion, a gentleman is one of the most influential, certainly one of the most important contemporary politicians who I have ever had the right to meet, and that is former Congressman Dr. Ron Paul. Dr. Paul is now involved with the Ron Paul Institute for Peace and Prosperity. His CEO, Daniel McAdams, is a close friend of mine, appears frequently on the show, and Dr. Paul's former chief of staff, Jeff Deist. Jeff and his family, his little boy and his little girl, have become personal friends over the years of my wife's and mine, so I have nothing but respect for Dr. Paul and his colleagues, Jeff and Daniel McAdams. Dr. Paul, I want to start out asking you about the 9/11 situation. I had a guest on the show probably about 2 weeks ago by the name of George Grundy, who wrote a very interesting book that raised an awful lot of questions about the 9/11 situation. Was it, in fact, and I don't want to use the word hoax, but how much validity is there in some of the, in your opinion, having been in the government at the time, how much validity is there in some of the people who are now saying, you know, the CIA knew about it, the U.S. knew about it, Israel knew about it, it really was probably more of a planned action than anything else. Dr. Paul, how do you feel about that?
Well, I'm very skeptical of the whole thing. I don't believe what the government ever reports. I don't believe the commissions ever tell us the truth. They're usually covering things up. But to go to the point where I know this, that, and who did what, it's not like what I think has developed in the study and the restudy of the Kennedy assassination, where government agents, especially our CIA and other individuals, were very much involved. But there's something very, very fishy about it. I haven't been able
If I can interrupt you just for 30 seconds, now you're going back to the Kennedy assassination, correct?
Well, I mention it as an example.
Okay.
You know, that the, you know, as an example that people don't believe,
mm-hmm.
the commission report, and in 9/11, they don't believe it either now, because but I don't have evidence you know, of the 9/11 commission report and say, you know, I can prove this. Others have looked into it. It's just that I don't know the full story. I think it deserves more investigation. I'm very suspicious of what went on, but I don't go around preaching this.
Mm-hmm.
I know exactly how this came about and who occurred and who was involved. I still don't want to quite get to this point where I don't want to believe that our own government would do this. But yet again, when you look at the other things, whether it's the Kennedy assassination or getting us into World War II, it used to be really hard for me to believe a president would maneuver us into getting involved deliberately into World War II, and yet I've come around to that ulterior motives in which they thought were noble.
Well, I guess this is the best
way to go. So that's the kind of position I'm in. But I think most Americans agree with the skepticism. I think there's still every year you get a new book and a new analysis
mm-hmm.
of exactly who knew what, when, and who did all the strategy. But it's very suspicious on what went on for 9/11.
Well, you know, particularly Grundy's basic message is that the United States is really heading towards fascism. And both Daniel and Jeff last week on last week's show kind of agreed with that. They said, you know, if you take the economic implications out of it and you just look at government taking action because they feel it's the right thing to do as opposed to really doing the people's will. I mean, you can't tell me Obamacare with a 70% unapproval rating really, really had the people's will. You know, and going into Iraq, I know that that was done under the auspices of, you know, approval of the government, et cetera, but I think most people feel today that was a mistake. Let's not put that in the context of a government doing something that it simply wanted to do, not bringing the people into it. But Obamacare is a great example, I think, of what we're talking about right now. Would you agree?
Yeah, I would. And I think the terms are important because a lot of people say we're there already. People in the 30s even talked about it, the way Roosevelt was moving, that we were mm-hmm. moving toward fascism. And the term, well, there's a couple terms. Mises talks about this, and he talks about, you know, corporatism and support and the combination of corporations and big government. But he says this will always lead not to a communist socialist system as much as a fascist system.
Mm-hmm.
And I true. So I talk a lot about corporatism and favoritism toward corporation, and I will frequently not say we are a fascist nation, but we're fascistic. You know, we lend that to that direction. But what we do is fascism usually connotes, you know, the Gestapo.
Yeah.
But every day of our lives, you know, all you have to do is go through the airport and you feel like, holy man, what are they doing to us? Mm-hmm. Why do we put up with this? So it is, I think that, I don't think we're just bending toward and leaning toward fascism. I think we have a lot of already, a lot already, but if we wake up and do the right things, I think we can get it stopped and reverse it. And that's what I'm looking forward to, because I think we're going to have a pretty serious downturn, you know, economically, and the foreign policy is going to fail, and the American people are going to have a choice. We want to keep doing this and have the same foreign policy, or are we going to demand something new and different? And what I want is not brand new and different. It's something that we were, had a taste of,
mm-hmm.
and we needed to improve upon it, and that's what the American tradition was all about, promoting individual liberty and, you know, the Bill of Rights. I mean, if we moved in that direction, we could stave this off. And actually, I get encouraged when I talk to a lot of young people, so I'm not totally pessimistic that we can't reverse it.
Well, during your latest campaign, you certainly did get the young people behind you. The young people, that many of them now are you know, taking a different bit, a bit of a different tact. But you certainly had the country behind you back, you know, a few years back when you were looking for the nomination, the Republican nomination. But having said that, you know, when you talk about what's going on in society right now, I maintain that we have a war in our society. And the war, I would have to say, simplistically speaking, Dr. Paul, is probably liberal versus Republican, or liberal versus, sorry, conservative. And it's something that in my lifetime I have never seen in the United States. The closest we have come to what's going on right now in the violent disagreements that are occurring probably happened back in the Vietnam era, but certainly not since then. And that, it concerns me.
See, I don't break it down quite like that, but I know exactly what you're talking about, because that's what's all that we hear about. And you hear, you know, the Democratic leader in the House versus the Republican leader, and you hear that fight and the Pelosi type things, and they just fight and fume. But from my experience, I decided I've come to the conclusion that that's mostly facade. That's just for the public digestion. I think the deep state, the people who really pull the strings, are uniform. I think, and for that reason, Democratic and Republican leaderships really aren't fighting over each other. They're fighting over power and control, and they play these games. But I think what they're doing is they work together too much. Because just think of it: was it a partisan vote to go into Iraq and fight wars? Is it partisanship who gets to support the Federal Reserve and the deficits? Do Republicans really stop the deficits? No, they don't. They're big welfareists, and they're not accomplishing anything on medical care. When Republicans have been in charge, they've always expanded government in medicine. So I don't think it's strictly just liberal versus conservative. The ideas are, but not the government. There's no difference. I like to use the word intervention versus non-intervention. I want people to be non-interventionist on our personal lives, our economic lives, and overseas. And
Dr. Paul, I have to interrupt you for a second. I'm going to take a real quick commercial break. Stick around, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be right back with former Congressman Ron Paul.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Concur does what might seem impossible for your business. It makes employees happy and finance happy. How? Well, employees love automated expense reports and invoices they can submit and approve from anywhere. And finance loves that they have full visibility into employee spend. Plus, Concur integrates with leading finance systems. Concur makes the process better for everyone. Concur. Expense. Travel. Invoice. Learn more at concur.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
KER Politics with my friend Dr. Ron Paul, former Congressman Ron Paul. Ron, I want to kind of wrap up the conversation that we had at the last segment. When you were saying you don't think that the conflict that's going on in our country right now is necessarily between the liberals and the conservatives, rephrase that if you would for me. Summarize it, could you?
Well, I divide the groups up into intervention versus non-interventions, and almost everybody in Washington is an interventionist because they want government involved, Republicans and Democrats, liberals and conservatives. They want the government involved in the welfare state, and they want them involved in the warfare state. They want them to perpetuate low interest rates through the Federal Reserve. So the foreign policy and the monetary, the spending policy is the welfareism, and even corporate welfare especially is bipartisan. You know, we used to think Republicans supported big business and the Democrats supported poor people, and everybody knows that that's a farce. And I think we need to get people to think about what's the purpose of government, and the purpose of government ought to be to protect liberty, and that should be the main job of the government, and not to get involved in when do they get involved in our personal lives, when do they allow us to keep our money, when do they allow us to hire people, and do we have our liberties? And that's why I think Washington is very misleading, but I think it's on purpose. The people, all these, the campaigns just wear me out because I just don't see the difference, and yet I know there'll be some of your listeners say, hey, wait a minute, you know, there's a big difference between, you know, Trump and Hillary, but policies don't change, you know. We're not going to see a change in spending, and we're not going to see a change in the deficit. We're not going to see a change in the Federal Reserve. It's just not going to happen. We're not going to be bringing our troops home. So it continues. It's steady. The people have to realize that the role of government is not what we were given. It's not the intention of the founders of the Constitution to have the government telling us what to do every minute of the day. So I think it's the understanding of what natural rights are about, what individual liberty is about, and then go from there, because that means the responsibility falls on the individual to take care of themselves and also never get the bailout. Nobody gets bailouts, and they have to deal with what they want. A lot of people want their liberties for themselves, but for other people, they're not so anxious. But it has to be a clear understanding.
Yes,
the founders understood this. You know, they understood this, but we haven't followed in their footsteps.
Well, so far we haven't. You know, this is a perfect segue into your latest book, which just came out. Looking forward to receive my copy of it, by the way, here, which will happen probably any day. Now, tell us about the book. Tell us your rationale behind writing the book, and let's hit the high spots.
Well, the book is The Revolution 10 Years, and it was 10 years ago that we were doing quite well in the campaign, the 08 campaign. Of course, we had the 12 campaign, too. And it was something that was spontaneous. A lot of the fundraising was unbelievable. We broke all kinds of records. And the people that were paying attention and coming out, you know, named it The Revolution. I loved it. And it was doing very, very well. And a lot of people think, what happened to the revolution? It's dead and gone. Nobody hears about it. But it has changed a lot. It has evolved in a negative fashion. But the true revolution that we were talking about there, and what we just mentioned a little while ago, what we should have in this country, believe me, I think it's alive and well. It's just not in Washington. You don't hear it on TV. And the only thing you hear from the campuses is cultural Marxism. But there are groups of people on campuses when I go that are very excited about this and very knowledgeable. And most people think this is a numbers game. Well, nothing's going to happen until you have 51% of the people cheering this on. No, you need 8 or 9% of the intellectual community understanding what's happening. That's how liberalism and fascism always got a foothold, is the universities, you know, have to, you know, come around our viewpoint. But right now, we have an intellectual advantage because of the internet. You have places like the Mises Institute that our friend Jeff Dice is involved, and Lou Rockwell, and they have produced and helped urge along, you know, Austrian economics, and this is in spite of what's going on in the university. Universities are a mess, but we have to counteract that. But I think that's where we're making progress. So I end up being optimistic that things are moving, that the libertarian revolution that we talked about 10 years ago has not been destroyed. It has been changed because we were having success on the internet, and then the Republican Party and the moderates came in, and they sort of came in and took over. There's no doubt about that, and changed the message. So right now, you know, the Tea Party movement really doesn't mean a whole lot right now. But the libertarian movement that has been going on for a good bit, and we talked about a lot 10 years ago, I think it's still out there. People might have to peek around and look for it. But intellectually speaking, I think we're making great inroads.
I'd like you to elaborate on one thing you said a while back here, just a few minutes ago. You were talking about cultural Marxism. You know, living in the Northwest with Evergreen State University right down the road, you know, a couple, 3 hours from where I live, Berkeley, you know, down the road from where I live, the Oregon institutions, etc. I mean, I am amazed at what's going on right now. And I think that your commentary, your definition, I guess I should say, cultural Marxism, I'd like you to elaborate on that, because I think that really sums it up.
Well, it was the failure of Soviet communism that made them change tactics, and they had to do it by just having social disruption rather than economic disruption in order to introduce people to this authoritarianism of Marxism. So anything that can disrupt the status quo is beneficial to them. So it's not an unintended consequence. That is their intention. But what is amazing to me is that all the board of directors go along with the university professors and teachers who are way out there, and they don't say anything about it, and they allow this to happen. But this is, I think, the biggest challenge, and that's, of course, why I'm a strong supporter of education outside the universities. You know, I have my homeschooling program and a foundation like the, you know, the, and you mentioned the Institute for Peace and Prosperity, and we have an internet program. So there are vehicles available to us But the universities on the surface look pretty bad. But still,
some of them,
inside those universities, there's always going to be a nucleus. And if you're looking for the remnant, you don't know where they are or how big they are. My biggest crowd that I ever had at a university was at Berkeley, and I remember it well. So they were there, and back then, of course, even 10 years, the atmosphere may have changed. You know, I might not be able to do that anymore. Now, the atmosphere may have changed. But Berkeley is considered to be so far out that they wouldn't give any consideration to the message that we had been spreading at that time. But to my surprise and pleasure, they were.
You know, we had an interesting experience. You talk about education, which that's a subject I'm pretty conversant with. But we were in Bellevue, Washington here last Friday, and there was a major demonstration that was instigated by the NEA against Betsy DeVos, obviously the Secretary of Education. And I've done a fair amount of work studying Betsy and interviewing people around her, etc. Betsy DeVos is nothing more than a free education individual. You want to go to charter school, you want to go to private school, you want to go to public school. I'm not telling you can't. I'm just saying let's keep those alternatives open. And we've got about a minute left here to wrap this up, but I have to say the National Education Association is desperately afraid of what she might accomplish, which I think would be good, by the way. Any comments?
Yeah, absolutely. We should have choices. Sometimes when it's all within a government school, the choices can be artificial. I would always support the notion of competition where people can change even in the state system. But I think that there's so many ways that they can control it. I don't like vouchers, for instance. They'll say, well, you can use a voucher as long as you take it to the school we approve. But, you know, I'm more favorable to tax credits because there's less controls. But even tax credits, what if they come in and say, yes, we're going to, and I supported tax credit. Even tax credits, we'll give you your tax credit as long as you go to the school we approve. And so they always get you that way. This is why ultimately people are going to have to give up a little bit to get their kids educated. And, of course, that's through the Internet and through homeschooling and private schooling.
Well, we're going to do this. We're going to put up a banner on your homeschooling program, guaranteed. Dr. Paul, always a pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, hope you enjoyed KER Politics.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the Internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.